Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't finish my BS, but
I have many. I love you. I'm a big supporter of USC. I'm also in her friends. There's one of my friends, Sandra, in Texas, and also in the military, Air Force. I know she's like celebrating and having a ball because USC won. But it's been a somber weekend, also considering the fact that we celebrated the awesome lives of two amazing American icons, Aretha Franklin and the amazing John McCain. And amazing ceremonies, memorial services. Wow. It is just unbelievable, two iconic American and international iconic figures to pass away close together, and for their funerals to be held. The funeral going home celebrations held at the same time. Amazing to see the Clintons at both funerals. I won't go on and on. We will be talking more and more. This is just a few minute update, but I know I kicked off talking about Labor Day, but on my heart, I wanted to go ahead and talk about them because they were important to me, and I know they're important to many others. And it's just, wow. As my neighbor and I watched both funerals on Friday, you know, we just talked about how both of them touch everyone, practically everyone's lives. And I've been a fellow Republican, and but my neighbor and I, we never really talk about that. We talk about humanity, and she's known my family since before I was born. And, but she shares her love for McCain. And one thing we talked about is that his legacy is not about Republican or Democrat or who you vote for. Obviously, he cared for all people. And it would be so awesome if all of us could really look at the world in that way. So I'm just going to leave it at that, because our conversation on that topic alone, it came and went, but we talked about from the soul. It's not about race. It's not about your political affiliation, but your soul, how you care for humanity and humankind. And all of us probably, you know, can take a lesson in that. Even those of us, like myself, that say, well, I've grown up in a colorblind world, and I don't look at life this way, look at all my friends. Even all of us can take a lesson in that. All of us. But I just leave it at that. That would really be good when I have other guests on the show and other co-hosts and people call in. We talk about that topic alone and living in a colorblind society, because we're all affected by the luxuries of society and also the struggles. But today is Labor Day. It's a blessed day. Those of us that are working as entrepreneurs or working in the labor force and or working in the labor force should be grateful and thankful that we have work. Those of us that are seeking employment should be thankful. And then also we need to recognize the history and why Labor Day was formed in the first place. The history of working. Working in the world, because it's international now, and the reason why so many want to come to America is for that mere fact, is to labor and live the American dream, to be successful. It's all about the labor. You should come to America and legally, illegally. And live the American dream, you know. And I know some of you are probably going to get your foot in the door. get to America any way possible. But that's really the bottom line. Once you think about it, people really want to come to America, have the freedom to do what they choose, to whatever their dream is, to open a restaurant, to open a clothing store, to work in corporate America, to just have a better life for the family. And so America, because I share a lot of videos and has a problem with homelessness. But it all goes back to labor, you know, creating jobs, creating housing, affordable housing for people. Throughout America, there are empty buildings and homes and space. We shouldn't have that problem. But if we take care of that problem, we could be able to welcome people into America properly and be able to have immigrants and people that are not from America. This is how I look at it. We shouldn't have that problem. We shouldn't have a problem with homelessness. We should have an easier way for people to come to America and become American citizens. I'm just going to leave that at that, too, because time's running out on this update. But just giving you some seeds of thought, things that I'm thinking about and things that I know many of you are thinking about. For fans and I, we talk about in person and on my Facebook page. And thank you to those that come on my Facebook page and talk with me on social media, also LinkedIn and Instagram, on my blog, BlackEntrepreneurTumblr.com, and so on. But thank you, first responders, law enforcement, those of you that are working hard today on Labor Day, military worldwide, educators, clergy, and just everybody. Everybody that have helped build America, and those of us that are doing our best that are trying to rebuild America. Thank you to our political leaders, our president, to our governors. I'm the Mayor Jackson here. I'm in the Deep South today. I'm in Mississippi. In Texas, this is a political season. Remember to rock your vote. If you're not in your area to vote, remember to do the absentee ballot. This season, I am a Republican poll manager and alternative manager. In June, I worked as a manager on June 6th, no, June 26th. I was one of the alternative poll managers. And one thing that I have found out that sometimes citizens do not, like when they relocate, move, and have another address, they get upset because their address is not on the books in the at the precinct that they plan to vote at. Try to rectify that, to get everything straight. If you haven't changed your address, if you've moved but you haven't changed your address yet, you might be still on the books, but so you won't get upset if you drive like 2 hours to vote and you're not on the books in your old neighborhood. So try to find out if you're already at your new address on the books in that precinct, or be prepared to fill out an affidavit. I know election time is not till November, but it's important for you to remember, make a note that, or if you know you're going to be out of town, vote by absentee ballot. Okay? So try to remember those things. That happened to me when I was in Texas. I came back to Jackson, Mississippi, right before the presidential election. And I still have my Mississippi driver's license. And I went straight to the county courthouse. And I was still on the books. I was registered to vote in Texas, too. So I see why they stress that people shouldn't, like, vote two and three and four times. I understand that, too. Because some people travel a lot, and some people have homes in multiple states and multiple cities, and they're registered to vote. I can see what they mean now when they say some citizens vote more than once, because if you have different addresses or different locations where you work at and where you live and work, then you're registered to vote in respective areas. So I was registered to vote in Texas also. And so when I came back in October 2016, I went straight to the Arizona City Hall. I was on the books. They said I wouldn't have any problems with my ballot when I decided to vote during the presidential election, and that was for Bennett Thompson's office too. And they said I wouldn't have any trouble. Well, I wasn't on the books for some reason, but I was on the books at the main office, at the brain of the system. I had to do an affidavit. So by now working as a poll manager, I know for firsthand how it feels to have to do an affidavit. And, you know, during the process, the affidavits are counted, the absentee are counted. So, because I remember my concern was, will my vote be counted? I want my vote to be counted, you know. And, yes, I voted for Trump, and I voted for Bennett Thompson also. And I'm like, I want my vote to be counted. And I still have to find out when I say who I voted for, because I remember as a kid, my teachers in elementary would always say, history teachers, our social studies teachers would discuss three things that you shouldn't, and those that teach good etiquette and professional development, three things you should never talk about when you're in conversation with people: politics, religion, and sex. Most of my friends say those are their favorite topics to talk about, but that was the old school teaching I used to get when I was in elementary, and I know many of you also. But I just want to put that in and about the vote. Make sure so you don't get upset, so you and so you know your vote is counted also, that you and be sure to have your pictured ID also. Have your pictured ID, your driver's license, government issued ID with you also. When your military ID, when you do decide to vote. I'm just reminding you guys and stressing, because that is something that I've seen that was common in those that I worked with that have been doing this for a pretty long time. That's what is often happens, and it's not good to see people disappointed. You know, we have the patience, those of us that are working at the precinct. That's why we're there to assist you. So we have the patience to do whatever we can to get your information pulled up so you can vote where you go to vote. But sometimes we have to instruct people. You have to go to your courthouse. Go to the courthouse and change. Go vote at the other precinct. Go to the courthouse and get your information updated. But most cases, if you go ahead and fill out all the information in your affidavit, when it's submitted with all the other ballots, your address will be corrected then if it's not correct. So I'm just telling you it's a small tip, but it's an important tip, because it's very upsetting when you are prepared to vote, and then you're told, oh, you can't vote at this precinct. Oh, but I've been voting here for 30 years. But, oh, wait a minute. I moved earlier this year. Ah, okay. You moved earlier this year, so you're on the books in your precinct that you just moved into. You know, that is an example of a scenario. Okay? So this is information across the country. But I'm talking from experience from Hines County. Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. But then also, right before the midterm elections in Texas, where I had an apartment and lived in Sherman, Texas, off of Dallas, that's a summer area in Grayson County. Grayson County sent me a letter wanting me to update my address, because we're preparing for our midterms. And so I kindly filled out the form and let them know that I was in my native city of Jackson, Mississippi, and corrected them. Because it's important also for your local political offices and commissions to get an update also on what's going on and where will you be during election day, or will you be doing an affidavit or absentee ballot. You know, it's important for them to know, and it's an easy way for them, effective way for them to keep track. So I guess that's a good topic for me to bring up. I did not plan to bring that up. But thinking about Labor Day and the reason it was formed and the importance of labor and those that are laboring the day, so many of us can have a fun-filled holiday. If we're just chilling or we're out with thousands of people, first responders, law enforcement, paramedics, hospitals, clergy, our own hand, you know, even if they're supposed to be on their off day, they're called to duty is to help people, and even when if they're off celebrating. So, salute and thank you all for your for serving and protecting all of us. Also, but I must remind you also, there's this Thursday. Rock Star Connect here in Jackson, hosted by Jim Griffin, a Capital City networking group that I'm a part of, will be holding its second networking event on Thursday in downtown Jackson. There are Rock Star Connects all across the country, maybe international. So look for Rock Star Connect on Facebook or just Google it to find out who is the host of your Rockstar Connect in your area, and if there's not, you might want to become one yourself. The first event was awesome. And also, thank you to the organizers of Visions 20 LLC, invited and have confirmed me. I received my program a few weeks ago to be a speaker doing within the vendor, the booth area of their expo next year. So amazing. So my goal is most definitely to do some amazing things between now and then, June 27th, 28th, 29th of next summer, 2019. Vision 20 LLC will be hosting a 3-day seminar for women called Empowering Women, and a conference in Tupelo, Mississippi, at the Bancorp South Conference Center in Tupelo, Mississippi. Many of you have probably been to events there and conferences and concerts. It's the birthplace of Elvis Presley. So I'm looking forward to being a part of the entrepreneurship classes and being one of the speakers in the session that is falls under entrepreneur, other topics that fall in that topic that I noticed, credit repair, and I'll be talking about money. You know, it's important for us to talk about money, lack of our focus on making it, or if we've hit rock bottom like myself and looking, you know, and focus on getting back up, to, you know, pulling those bootstraps up and doing what we do, being focused. So thank you all for that invite and confirming me for that. So future shows, this is Labor Day, so didn't focus on any topics. We will be talking about skincare and protecting the skin. We never did get a chance to talk about the SPF products that are good for summer, but we still will talk about SPF products that are good for not only summer, but year-round, because it's important for us to protect our skin throughout the year, regardless of the season, fall, winter, spring, summer. But really, have a very awesome Labor Day. If you're spending it alone, just chilling with just a few people, or with so many loved ones and family and coworkers, have a beautiful, beautiful day. And fellow sports fans, let's enjoy this season of football and NBA and college ball and all other, and hockey and all other sports that fall into this season. Thank you. We are in right now in Mississippi, one sport that is in season now is alligator hunting. So alligator hunters, those that do it for sport, in game, is in season right now. Alligator hunters get a 10-day permit. And so today is probably like the third or fourth day, so it's an exciting day for those that hunt alligators here in the state of Mississippi. So great hunting to you guys and ladies that are out there hunting alligators. But again, thank you all. And if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That's what one of my college instructors at Hines Community College would always stress. Mrs. Jerry Roberts, she always stress that if you fail to play, you plan to fail. So let's not plan to fail, you all. Okay, we can always, you know, redo things. Thank you so much, and thank you for your love and your prayers, and thank you for accepting my love and my prayers and staying connected with me. And thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for keeping in touch with me, encouraging me to keep broadcasting. Also, thank you so much, and thank you to the listeners worldwide that contact me also through different outlets of social media, and those that I see in person also, from longtime friends to new friends. Thank you and love you so much. And then this past weekend was my late sister's birthday, and it was Adonna's birthday too on the same day. And so happy birthday to so many of you that are celebrating birthdays also. God bless and keep God first, like my late mom used to always say, keep God first. Thank you, and God bless, and happy Labor Day. You've been listening to Image Mechanisms with Beth, a.k.a. Be True.